Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, last week, the Certifying SC Grown program celebrated a significant milestone. Let's talk about that.
You're right. It was 10 years ago that we had our initial rollout of the program. We've built on it ever since, and I think it has made a valuable difference to the farmers of South Carolina, so it's good to celebrate.
So, Commissioner, this Certified SC Grown brand is highly recognizable, and you can find it in a lot of places.
Well, you're right about that, and we do research to verify just what you said, that the consumers out there know the Certified SC Grown logo when they see it and what it means. And it means that their neighboring farms have supplied those products on the grocery store shelf or at a restaurant or obviously at a farmer's market or roadside market. And our whole message is look for it, pick something from underneath it, and those dollars will come back to South Carolina to our farmers. And it's a pretty simple message, but you have to just keep reminding folks of it.
With over 2,000 members now, choosing a Certified SC Grown product really isn't all that hard.
Well, that's a great point. We've tried to have a good coverage around the state. I think in over 500 retail places that we have the signage put up, 130-some-odd roadside markets, and I don't know how many community farmers markets, but nearly 100 or so of those, and then our restaurants. And the restaurants involved in the Fresh on the Menu piece, and that's a great program that the dining public can see where to support because those restaurants are buying from South Carolina farmers. So quite a number of outlets for the South Carolina consuming public to know that they're helping their neighboring farms.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.